Boom. That's how that comes in. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators. You know what we're doing. We're talking education. Me, Dr. Tim Slucker, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board. We're all in different houses, but we're in the same video screen house. Welcome, my two brothers. What's going on, Johnny?
Can I just say something before Johnny hops in? Yes. I am just so over the moon that we're doing another Saturday show here in the year 2026, the first of the year 2026. Woo. It's just another year of busted pencils. You can always count on it, no matter what year it is. If it's 2007, if it's 1991, there's always busted pencils. So I know this show has always existed and it always will. And I'm excited to see what we're going to do this year.
Man. Whew. I feel like I didn't bring enough energy to start this show.
Woo!
Jacob, thank you for bringing me up to speed, man. Johnny.
That's what our producer is for, man. When he sees a gap, he's like, I got to bring the energy. I got to bring the juice here. Jacob, thanks for the energy. Yeah, folks, it's the first Saturday of the new year, 2026. Exciting drop yesterday. You got to hear producer's choice, first one of the new year. Tim, I'm super excited about this one because it's the broadcast, Saturday broadcast.
Love it.
Pencil busters all over. Love the Saturday broadcast on the Civic Media Network. Educated educators talking education in 2026, continuing the longstanding tradition, Tim, that we have. This is one of my most favorite shows of the year.
Okay.
Right. And it always happens either right before New Year's or right after. But since I've been on Busted Pencils with you, which is going on, 5 years now? Can you believe that?
Woo,
unbelievable. But, you know, every year you hit me with this topic and I'm stoked for us to jump into it because, Tim, some of the things we talk about when we have this show tend to happen. I think we have some sway in the universe. I won't tease it any longer. This is my favorite show of the year. Tim introduced me to it many years ago. He said, Johnny, we do this thing around New Year's where we talk about premonitions, things we predict or hope, or really just, you know, we want to put the good energy out there. We would love to see happen in education. And we kind of chopped that up. And man, Tim, it has happened.
A lot of it has, man. I tell you, you know, and we do not practice crystal ball looking or magic eight ball throwing or tarot card reading on YouTube. We just feel it, dig for it, and then we say it and it happens. Seems to be, I don't know, Jacob, what do you think? You know, I mean, actually too, Jacob, this is Jacob's first premonitions show with us. Jacob, you didn't know how much, you know, we're able to see into the future, did you?
I knew you guys were pretty smart, but I never knew about your magical powers. And that's something I'm really starting to appreciate here. And I'll be able to see it firsthand this year. I'm assuming these premonitions you're going to make are all going to come true. And then I'll get to see it over the course of the year. Well, I'm sure we'll update people as the year goes along. You know, hey, Tim called this. Johnny called that. Jacob was dead wrong about this. So, you know, we'll see as it develops throughout the year, but I'm pretty excited to hear what you guys are thinking.
Well, you know, on this, though, before we get into our premonitions, do you guys, like, listen to other people's things and kind of go like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, stock market predictions. there's this one guy, it's not a commercial, but the Prof G Pod, Scott Galloway, always tries to do, you know, like, here's the companies that I think are going to make it. And, you know, I followed his advice a couple times and did not work out. So I guess what I'm saying, though, is that you may not make any money on Johnny and Tim's premonitions and predictions, but, you know, if there's somebody who wants to take the odds on us being correct, I'm going to say that, you know, be careful what you may bet against, because you're up against, you know, two truth future seers who can grab onto things that are about to happen. I'm making it sound too magical, aren't I, Joni?
or just too handsy, Tim. I want to say this too, like I'll just dispel the myth. We joke about this, but also, if you throw enough mud at the wall, some of it sticks. So, you know, we premonition all year long, and we just highlight this show as it, and we speculate and throw enough at what we hope to see in education that some of it sticks, and then of course we claim, I see, I said that was going to happen. So, you know, the gig's up on that. But you know, let's do it, Tim. This is one of my favorite shows. So
I was just thinking though, before we do, like, have we ever done a reflection back to going, man, we were wrong on that?
Shh, we're never wrong, Tim. Okay. Come on now. Only correct answers here on Busted Pencils. No, but I do believe we've proposed the idea of jumping back into past possible premonitions and seeing where they've landed, which I mean, whether that happens or not, when it happens, don't be surprised, listener, if, you know, Tim and Johnny actually get held accountable. This sounds like something producer Jacob may have up his sleeve, at, you know, for an upcoming show, or who knows when it happens. But, you know, he has tossed around the idea when I said, hey, this is a longstanding tradition. We got to make sure we have that show. Jacob said, oh, so I could go back and see which ones have stuck. I said, yeah, no, they all just land. Don't worry about that.
See, so we can see into the future. Jacob can see back into the past. He's got a way back machine.
Well, yeah, accountability, man. He's a big accountability guy. Holds us to, you know, to a standard here at Busted Pencils. Otherwise, Tim, who knows where we'd go with the conversation.
I speak truth to power here on Busted Pencils.
Hey, there you go. Man, chairman of the boards.
Who are you referring to? Are you calling us power?
Yeah, Tim. Well, I mean, you, people heard it on the New Year's show. You're looking to do 10 whole push-ups this coming year. So, I mean, I know where you know what's going on. You guys are pretty tough, pretty powerful guys. I understand.
Guys, immediately after that show, I was like, did I just say I was going to do 50 push-ups?
I was like, wait a minute. Let's come back at the end of this year.
This is a good goal because I immediately said, I better see how many I can do. And I like nearly put myself in the hospital, but I got to 32.
Whoa. Like,
I've got some work to do because, like, honestly, guys, I don't think I can do 32 again for some time. You know, the arms are hurting, the chest was hurting, everything was feeling like it might not ever work again. And I thought, what did I commit to? But I'm a man of my word. So I've got my goal set, and at least I have a whole year. And then I realized that Jacob and Tim, like, kind of tricked me into a New Year's resolution. Even though I'm the Grinch of New Year's resolutions, I realized, oh, I guess I do have a New Year's resolution and a new purpose to be in the gym with all the new crowd.
You're gonna come on the show and go, watch out for these guns right here, man. You know, and if people can't see this on the video, I just did a bicep flex.
Yeah, for the people just listening, Tim showed off his huge biceps on the show just now.
It was kind of like that episode, you know, where they put the bicep goes reverse.
Is that a Popeye bit?
But Popeye or Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Gotcha,
you know,
gotcha.
Things like that.
And so how does this relate to the premonitions?
Side, Jacob's running a ring. He's taking bets on the over-under for 10 push-ups or 50 push-ups. Tim has set the bar at 10. I'm at 50. The wise bet would be under, but we'll see.
Do you think this will make it to DraftKings? You know,
another free ad here.
I mean, you know, Tim will get to 10. Johnny will not get to 50. What's the odds of the, I mean, I don't know.
Can I do a parlay?
Parlay, Jacob.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do Tim will not get to 10. Johnny will not get to 10. and the Bears will win the Super Bowl. If all three of those happen, I think I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wow.
Anyway. So, okay. I'm going to go with one, and I think I'm.
Well, before we give a premonition, can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
Because I'm new to this. So this is my first time engaging with the Busted Pencils Premonition Show. Can you explain to me, these have to be things you think are going to happen, right, in education in 2026. It can't happen in 2027. You're way off. It has to happen this year, and it's specifically about education. Am I right? Am I getting that?
Yeah, related to education. Yes, we'll actually focus the topics, the things, and I'll clarify, Jacob, we use premonition lightly. They're more like things we'd like to see happen, but also might think like that could happen in education.
Gotcha. Okay, so part of this is willing things into existence,
trying
with our good vibes. Okay.
Well, you know, we might light a fire sometimes when people hear the things
metaphorically
Well, I mean, you know, and Jacob, one example, for example, you know, Johnny and I have pretty regularly had premonitions of more educators and teachers getting involved in the political process, running as candidates, whether it's school board members, whether it's state level, and that's happened. And
yeah, man, I mean, the year I said this should be the year you'll see more teachers running for political office, that went all the way up to the vice presidency.
Right.
So the Democratic Party got that. Hey, man. Johnny on Busted Pencil said this needs to happen this year.
Derek,
the VP should be a former teacher.
You doubted the influence of Johnny and Tim's premonitions right there, almost all the way to the White House. Yeah, I know we're coming up on here. And you guys are like, you haven't made. Okay, I'm going to make one and then I'll let Johnny make one. And then maybe we'll come back and contextualize it. My one is I don't think anybody would be surprised, but we will see the acceleration of colleges and universities that close in 2026. More colleges, you know. In fact, let's put a measurable on this. There will be more than in 2025. There will be more closures and mergers of colleges and higher education in 2026. Johnny, 1 minute.
So just real quick clarification on this for the record, though, and then we'll go to mine in the next break. But, Tim, just quick clarification. Do you mean colleges within universities merging or closing, or do you mean universities in general?
Places that call themselves colleges and or universities.
Okay.
The institutions themselves will shut the doors and allow for.
Interesting. That's tangent to some of my premonitions coming up, Tim. So this will be exciting, listeners. Stick with us here. Busted Pencils when we come back.
We're back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. First broadcast of the new year. Happy 2026. Happy New Year. Premonitions, predictions. You know, Tim and Johnny say, here's what's going to happen in the new year, Johnny. So I first said, you know, more colleges, universities, or higher education institutions will close more than actually in 2025. In other words, there will be an acceleration of more closures coming in this new year. So Johnny, you know, cut you off. You were going to drop one here.
Well, it was perfect at the break and it's tangent to yours. And we should just go around because I bet producer Jacob's also got some premonitions and we got to fold him into the tradition here. in the new year. But Tim, related, I think, to yours, and I'm gonna try and put a silver lining on this too, although it's a tough one. I mean, 2025 was a rough year, and if that was any precursor, I think some of the things that we're bracing ourselves for in 2026, just to be real about things, there, it's a difficult road for education. But I'll add in that I like always eternally optimistic with things, so I'll add that flair to it. The first one, Tim, is I think. As much as I don't like this, I think that the accountability squeeze that we've seen so much in education intensifies. And I think that's going to be causation for some of these increased closures that you are including in your premonition. But my gut just tells me that we're headed into an even tighter vice grip on teachers and the increased data-driven accountability measures, right? Standardized testing. I think the neoliberal obsession with quantifying will double down. More standardized tests, right? Rebranded, though, Tim, as you've kind of talked more to over the last year, as competency-based, proficiency-based, or personalized learning. I think it's going to, like, morph into, like, hey, everybody's focused on this individualized lesson stuff that's really important, but I think it's going to be intensely quantified and be sort of like the same extractive logic that measures, I think most educators would say, doesn't really measure learning, but sort of skews the metrics. So, Tim, I think associated with that, we're going to hemorrhage experienced teachers. I think that's going to be part of, like, you're talking about, you know, colleges and universities closing or merging. I think experienced teachers will be even more frustrated than they have in the past with these moves. And so there'll be a hemorrhaging of experienced teachers. Certainly we've seen that trend over the last few years, but the silver lining, Tim, where I get to why I'm
okay.
Someone listening say, Johnny, so what's new? Wait,
what's this good about that,
been,
man?
This has literally been the last decade for us teachers, right? But no, the silver lining is, I think 2026 is the push over the edge. It's where teachers, educators, people in community say, enough of this measuring things, and the intensity of the accountability squeeze reaches its tipping point to where we see more wholesale rejection of it, more alternatives. So, Tim, I want to think about it as almost like an apex of a early contribution to why busted pencils even exists, right? The opt-out testing movement, you know, as these grassroots organizations and groups were saying, hey, these standardized tests actually are a big problem. I think this is the year, Tim, that the masses get on board with that kind of, you know, rejection of what I'm calling the accountability squeeze.
Nice. Jacob.
Yes, Tim.
Well, I mean, okay. I see in the notes here from Jacob, I have two premonitions.
So, yes.
Well, come on.
Oh,
man.
You want me to say, I got it. I'm sorry.
You want me to editorialize on Johnny first? Is that what you're saying?
No, I understand.
Said no response.
I could go. Yeah. So my first premonition is that 2025 is, and as you well know, Tim, 2025 was the year that everybody became aware of the incredible opportunities that AI has for education in this country. Every school district, every state across America, people are talking about how can we use AI to help our students. And I think that's good. But in 2026, I think it's going to be the year of big headlines about weird AI boondoggles not going well. I think because of the amount of different experiments that people are going to do, which are going to be good, it's going to bear a lot of fruit. But in that, there's going to be a lot of laser discs and Betamaxes of AI that people see and make big headlines that we're going to talk about this year. Weird AI thing goes wrong somewhere. That's my prediction.
Hey, I like that one.
I can see that one happening. And you know, first of Johnny, you know what? So you're on that. I hope you're right, because I have been saying for the last 15 years, though, that they've pushed too far and that this was going to finally end. So I hope you're right. I will say that the past isn't a good predictor of the future you wish. Jacob, I can definitely see a lot of boondoggling with AI coming for sure, man. Because, you know, when you actually do see what is happening, what it can do, and the things that people are, you know, experimenting. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly, for sure.
It's the same thing we saw with the early cars, early computers, and some of these AI experiments will be only owned by Jay Leno in 30 years.
I tell you, is it really Jay Leno or is it AI Jay Leno? That's... You know.
It's hard to tell.
You never know. Well, let me tell you, Busted Pencils, we're going to be back without Jay Leno, so hold on tight. Knocking on the door so loudly. It's us, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education in 2026 on the broadcast. One full hour. You know, you've already done a half hour. And if you're just joining us, welcome. It is, you know, I'd say it's our famous Tim and Johnny Premonitions show. Now adding producer Jacob is one of the I'm just creating Jacob is now one of the
this is going great.
Jacob is one of our future series. Okay, you know what though, Johnny, I want to jump into this premonition because I'm going to ride your wave of, you know, where it doesn't look good but could be maybe headed that way. I see, I'm going to contextualize this with, yes, negativity, the culture war escalation will continue I'm going to make this very specific, in the first quarter of 2026. However, we've already kind of seen some of this simmering already. It will reach the point of utter frustration and anger to the point of people finally rejecting the culture wars and saying, you know what, I'm just not playing anymore. And I see the end of the culture wars by the middle of 2026. Mm-hmm. That's right there because you know, and let me put it this way. I was, you know, actually over the break went out to lunch with an old fraternity brother. He's a police officer and his chief. And we started talking about this stuff. And, you know, here's the thing. They're tired. These, you know, great guys, police officers, they're tired of the leftist cultural warfare attack on them. And I was talking about teachers. We're tired of the right-wing culture attack on us. And it got to the point of going like, man, it's like we're complaining about the same thing. It just might be from the left. And the reality was, it's going, let's just like, you know what? We're not serving the public good by the constant demonization of people in our neighborhood, you know, going back to Sesame Street. Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? you know, the police officer, the teacher, these are people in your neighborhood. And I think my neighbor is getting pretty tired of hearing how horrible both of those people in the neighborhood are. So There's my context, despite what's going on in the chat room.
Well, Tim, you can go ahead and we can give the edited version. Not the biggest fan of police here, so we can have multiple perspectives. But, you know, without a lot of reform, and I think they're pigeonholed, like good folks get pigeonholed into a system that, you know, is built on punishment and not on, you know, true community safety. And I'll get into that, like, fruitful and generative debate. But, Tim, I think, man, I love your riff on that sort of pre-premonition I gave earlier in the producer's choice drop on Friday. I think you're right, man. I think, you know, I love that you're calling for it even sooner. I'm like, man, I'm ready for it. Let's end the back and forth between the left and the right. Right. But let's embrace that somewhere we have to actually share space. You're talking about it as neighborhood. It's a great connection, but, you know, especially around education. So, I mean, I love that. And I think, you know, highlighting, looking at the past year, we've talked about, you know, organizations like, you know, parents' rights and things like that related to education. And I think, you know, in particular, the right opened Pandora's box last year, like with the discourse of empowering every parent to challenge curriculum. And I think that we're going to see that communities are going to use those same mechanism to challenge, you know, the environmental destruction, you know, the erasing of histories, Christian nationalism as the democracy. I mean, those two things kind of don't really work together in the same sentence. I mean, you know, democracy is a diversity of beliefs coming together to make decisions in the interest of the common good. But I think, you know, that's the Pandora's box of that sort of, I'll categorize it as the parents' rights movement that we really saw impacting educational policies last year. I think you're right, man. And I love your premonition that by mid-year, we see, you know, things messy enough. And I don't mean that in a context of violence. I mean, in a context of like, holy smokes, can we figure out that, you know, we have to all work together and build stronger networks for public education. I'm going to parlay that one into my next premonition and then pass it on.
Premonometer.
Huh?
Yeah, you said premonometer. That's what you named the premonition people.
I didn't, but that's okay.
Oh, that's Jacob. Sorry.
I did not, but I love that. I'm not sure where we're going with it, Tim.
Come on, premonition Tim's, already, would you?
This is a minefield of Tim bombs tonight. Pencil busters out there love that. It's why we love the show. Next premonition is kind of related to these, Tim. I talked about accountability squeeze intensifying the Pandora's box of, you know, really localizing things. I think on Producer's Choice, I said things are going to get weird locally in a good way in terms of we're familiar with, you know, leftist politics, right wing politics, and then the middle is kind of silent. And I think it's going to be a refreshing weird to figure out what is the middle. What do we do to build our community networks together? But Tim, I think also I'm going to go big here since we are saying, you know, the accountability squeeze intensifies to finally saying enough, right? I think that the privatization endgame plays out loud. And what I mean by that is we've talked a lot over the last years and again, decades of this show, right? Tim, you've been working on this for, you know, before I even came on as a guest and then you invited me to co-host with you. Right. But you've talked a lot about voucher programs, charter expansion, school choice, and the political rhetoric of that. But I think 2026, outside of the education world critical of that, the mask is coming off. Mm. Right. That this was always about dismantling public education as a democratic institution. That is, I believe, in 2026 going to become more loud. Right. The privatization loudness of, you know, what vouchers are really about, what charter expansion is really about. And, you know, here's the thing. When you start to say the quiet parts out loud, people wake up. Ooh. So that's connected to my, like, things getting weird locally. Watch for more parent and community coalitions to form unexpected alliances, right, with teachers, teachers unions, all kinds of, like, new players in the game in defense of genuinely public schools. That's what we know about democracy, is when we work together locally to have conversations about the common good, unexpected alliances start to bud. So I think the privatization endgame gets loud, Tim, and it wakes people up.
Oh, man. I don't, you know, Jacob, what I got to hear from Jacob on, first of all, you know, what do you think about Johnny and I, you know, both of us? And then I think you think, not you think, you think, I know you have another premonition.
Tim, I want to say, on your account there, talking about the culture war heating up so hot that it kind of, we burn our fingers on the stove and we all kind of calm down at some point. I agree with you. I think that a lot of people, let's say that, you know, we're coming off of the last big election, and elections get people talking about politics and what they think about social stuff. And it's kind of a hot point for that sort of conversation. I think in 2024, people on the right side of the spectrum made a lot of hay by pointing out and finding some of those extreme cases and edge cases in education that made people feel uncomfortable. And I think they made a mistake in thinking that those things making people uncomfortable meant that they would be super comfortable with a weird right-wing, far weird education stuff. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think 2026 is when these decisions that the current administration is making start to impact people in their districts, in their states, and in their hometowns. I think people aren't going to like it. I think that that big silent majority, as Richard Nixon would call it, I think they're going to have a bit of a backlash against some of our friend Linda McMahon's decisions in education. I think we're all going to have a bit more of a consensus heading into the next opportunities we have to change things. But my prediction on that vein is that our friend Linda McMahon is not going anywhere. I think she's going to stick around through 2026, even though she has no real job to do anymore because she's destroyed her own department. But I think she's going to say, hey, mission accomplished. Department of Education is awesome now, and I'm just here to keep things calm, and I like being the secretary of something. That makes me feel pretty cool. I'm going to stick around, and I don't see any reason why she will be departing from us anytime soon.
Well, it makes sense because, you know, before this gig, we saw what happened to her in the ring there, you know, couple suplexes and things like that. I think right now she's like, you know, I like doing nothing for the country. But actually she's doing a lot. I don't know. I mean, yeah, this one, Jacob, I thought you were going to go with, I thought you were going to go with, she will be gone. The fact that you're predicting her solidly staying put, I'm like, okay, that caught me off guard.
Oh, I want to hear your case, Tim. Why do you think she's out of here? What are you thinking?
You know why? Because I think she's now going to be at the point of being bored. You know, I mean, although, you know, a story that really didn't get hit a lot, though, related to her, though, and in fact, though, this is going to be connected to my next prediction. I see that the forgiveness of student loans debate, I don't think that student loan forgiveness is going to come back through this current administration, but I see a move that will reignite that idea of something has to happen here with student loans. And it's going to be taken on earnestly from the standpoint of recognizing that, you know what? Guess what? Who has exorbitant amounts of debt? Republican kids and Democratic kids. And the reality of that pressing, oppressive pain of debt is going to be realized that, It ain't the taxpayers on the going to be on the dole or the, what do you say, the responsibility. These families have had it. And the reality is these were predatory loans to begin with. And man, we're going after the predators in 2026. That's my prediction, Jacob. We'll be right back. Back in, well, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, predictions. I've been hogging the mic, Johnny. Okay, last segment. We got to do some quick ones, though. So you're
I
up
think we can summarize, man. I mean, these, we've connected the dots. I early dropped one. I think they're connected. There's a theme here. So we just summarize, and I'll sort of just say all of mine kind of point to the similar tone that I think yours have, Tim, is that this is a year of like really eyes wide open to things, really not just an invitation, but an imperative to be democratically involved, to get out and talk to your neighbor, not just about education, but about, you know, things that are good, things that aren't so good. How do we come together to be the change we want in the world? And that's the power of democracy. So I think this is the year, man, where we see even more a lot of the issues we've talked about here, because they're near and dear to us in education, or for a listener out there, because, you know, they've been experiencing them for years. Things like standardized tests, things about privatization of schools, the school voucher movements, all of these things, you know, I think they become more mainstream spoken in terms of like local politics. And again, summarizing that, my prediction being that that's not a back and forth between the right and the left, but a louder middle ground. And that's not saying that like the left needs to figure out how to accept what the right wants and the right needs to, you know, change to what the left wants. That's really saying, what are the things about the everyday life that every kid has in school
that we want? The things that we want, a left and right bull. How about the things that we, and I say not just me, you, Johnny, we, the people, my neighbors, our communities. I think
Like Tim, yeah, exactly. Like, you want more cops? I want no cops. You know, like, but that's extremely exaggerating both of our positions. But, you know, nonetheless, like to just think about that overall for me, and I'll close off on this, 2026 won't be the year public education gets quote unquote fixed, right? There isn't like a silver bullet this year that just fixes public education, but it'll be the year more of us, more than ever, stop waiting for permission to teach towards futures. And we just do it together. We organize in community. We organize across proverbial party lines, and teachers and parents and school leaders and coaches and librarians and nurses, and I can go on and on, right? Begin to teach the futures our students actually need. That's 2026.
Woo.
We move from what we thought education was to what the futures our students actually need.
So this is then, let me summarize this and make a point. This is the year when we the people realize it ain't raining. You're doing something else on my leg. Johnny's like, what is it?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's the stop.
What are you doing on someone's leg, Tim?
Hey, you know, it's that old adage. Stop telling me it's raining when you're doing something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, more wide awakeness.
Yeah.
To things. And I think more than naming it, it's just, you know, organizing, not in the proverbial like tradition of organize, although that's part of it. Just commonplace conversations, perspectives, collaboration, community building. You don't need permission to do it. It's part of your democratic right and your civic responsibility. And we start doing it more together around education. So you don't need experts like us to highlight what the problems are. We're all more and more familiar with them. And in 2026, I think we see a groundswell of movement to strengthen public schools.
Well, geez, I don't know. Nice summary. I think we'll put it, you know, kind of leave it at that. It's not a whole lot to add. Jacob, any kind of closing thoughts? Is are your first prediction show with Tim and Johnny is done?
Yeah, I'm going to use these 30 seconds for my last premonition of the night. Tim, Johnny, I think 2026 is going to be the year of big, bold ideas in education. They've gotten rid of the old Department of Education, which leaves room for people to come out with their ideas of how they think it should be or how it always should have been from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Lots of ideas, lots of room for new ideas and innovation in education. Big, crazy times that we live through like this. A lot of threats, but also a lot of opportunities. I think you're going to see people from all across the political spectrum with ideas that aren't just the same old, a lot of new opportunities.
Ooh,
I love that one. I love it.
Love, fresh and new. And with that, now it's time for your moment of zen. So yes, they depend on our obedience. When we withdraw it, their power disappears. It's important to know that. It's important to know that every little thing we do, it helps.
Thanks for listening to the Busted Pencils broadcast today. And remember, you can grab great podcasts chock full of more fully leaded education talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website. Hey, happy new year, and don't be late for homeroom on Monday, and make sure you catch next week's class in session on Wednesday, and find us on Fridays for Busted Pencils producer Jacob's Choice. And just like today, you can catch Busted Pencils at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.